thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, welcome to Talking Flicks. This is our Flickster. Mr. Lee, this is where we send one of our listeners off to see a movie and they get to come on and tell us what they thought of it.
Yeah, which is so good. But is it a bit different this week?
It's very different. This is uncharted territory for us, Mr. Lee, because for the first time in over 12 months or since we've been doing the Talk and Flickster, today reviewing Final Destination Bloodlines is you and me, Mr. Lee.
Yes. And
you and me.
This is very different. And as we all know, I don't do horrors.
No, you certainly don't. You certainly don't. But you did this one. I could not believe it when you said, I'll come and see it with you. And I thought that, Wow. I thought that's very big of you, Mr. Lee. Very big. You put your big boy pants on. And I am very proud of you. I thought that was...
Oh, thank you. I know
these movies are not your cup of tea. And, you know, but you aim to see a horror movie at least once a year. So you can tick this one off now.
Oh, no. Once every 10 years.
you did Tarot last year, which was...
Yeah, I did.
We're not giving too much away because we are going to talk about Final Destination in just a sec. But would you say Final Destination was scarier than Tarot or Tarot was scarier than Final Destination?
I actually think Tarot was scarier.
It has to be because we were trying to work out, and we've got a package coming up to play as well, but we're trying to work out what kind of genre it is. It's actually a supernatural horror. So it is a horror, but it's a supernatural one because to me it's not a typical horror movie.
No, because horror, I think jump scares and, you know, things coming out at you, scaring you the whole time and that sort of thing.
There was a few of those, though. I did see you jump. And there were times where I did sort of see you. You kind of shuffled yourself to one side in the cinema on your chair. I was like, okay, yep, he's struggling. He needs to come back from the edge.
Did you notice this time I didn't buy a choc top?
Yes, you didn't, because last time you bought a choc top, and you went to see a horror movie?
Yes. And that was Wolf Creek. I don't know which one it was.
Wolf Creek 2.
It might have been 2, yeah.
And it melted, didn't it?
I forgot to eat it.
Yeah.
It did, because I forgot to eat it because I was so scared.
But no choc tops. Actually, we didn't buy any snacks this time around.
No, we didn't. That's very bad of us.
I don't know what happened there. We'll get to that. Anyway, Mr. Lee and I unpacking and reviewing Final Destination Bloodlines. Let's take a listen to the movie. Something's got a hold on me, yeah.
I'm a stealer. Drinks all around. Said, oh,
yeah. Family, you don't get to pick the one you get. Just gotta love the one you got.
I always knew this day would come.
I got it.
I don't think you got it.
I held him off for years.
Charlie! Get up here!
He's a relentless son of a bitch. Won't stop till he finishes the job. Is coming for our family.
I said, oh, 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 hey, hey, oh.
Grandma, what's happening to us?
Years ago, I had a premonition that started it all.
I saw what death was about to do.
I saved a lot of lives that night.
Everyone needs to get off the dance floor!
Lives that were never meant to be saved. But death doesn't like it when you mess with his plans.
This book, it will show you everything you need to know to keep our family safe. It all started with Grandma. Death is coming for us because we were never supposed to exist.
Watch out!
A
Only by embracing death will it pass you by.
Maybe death's not actually coming for our family. Because that would be crazy.
Good luck.
Yeah, Final Destination Bloodlines. Mr. Lee and myself, JT, doing the review today for the first time, Mr. Lee.
Yes.
Yeah. So, look, let's unpack this now. I thought it was a very good movie. As a Final Destination fan, I've got to say, I went away from seeing that movie very happy.
That's excellent. That is really good. So you've seen, this was number five, isn't it? So you've Six. Seen right through from 25 years ago, the very first one.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? There has not been a Final Destination movie that has disappointed me. I think they've all been fantastic storylines. The writers are very creative with, you know, some of the death scenes they come up with. And, you know, to put a movie like that together wouldn't be easy because you've always got to be constantly coming up with new ideas. But I thought it was very well put together, and we will unpack more of the movie. And just before we do, though, Grant Lee and I went off to see, well, this is our first movie in over 10 years, Mr. Lee, wasn't it? It was a long time.
It was a long time.
And there were some highs and lows of our evening. It all started off with a very nice Chinese meal, a succulent Chinese meal.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Lee, for shouting that. That was very nice. I did spend up.
Yes.
I didn't know you were paying, so in all fairness. But let's have a listen to how Final Destination Bloodlines, our little movie, went down.
Well, here we are. It's just after 9 o'clock. Got about 20 minutes to go until Final Destination Bloodlines. Got Mr. Lee here. You're in, Mr. Lee.
No, I'm not, JT, because you know I don't do horrors.
Well, you say that, but this is not really a horror, Mr. Lee. It's a bit of action, bit of thriller. There will be some jump scares, I'm sure, somewhere. Are you looking forward to the jump scares?
No, I'm not. I've got my hands all ready to close my ears because I'm really shit scared.
What are you looking forward to the most? You got to find some positives out of
this. Yeah, I am. The thing that I'm really looking forward to is the end, when it says the end and it's all over Red Rover, and then I've got to go home and try to sleep.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm worried about.
And it's going to be late when this finishes too. Yeah. Like, yeah, we'll see how you go. I reckon you'll be okay.
I reckon?
I reckon there's far worse that you've seen. Well, it has been a long time, 14 years.
It's been ages since we watched years. A movie.
It has. I mean, yeah. I think it was the Met Opera was the last movie that you and I went to. So this is a bit of a change of pace for you, Mr. Lee.
Let's hope we can make it right through this one.
Well, you won't be falling asleep in this one. No. That's all I can say.
I won't be. I'll be, yeah. I am really scared, but.
All right, let's get some tickets and we head in, eh? You ready?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, you're shouting me, aren't you?
No. No,
that was the deal.
I'm your talking flickster, so.
No, you can buy my ticket. I buy all the talking flicksters.
Don't be a tight ass. Come on.
I buy all the talking flicksters.
Let's get these tickets.
Okay.
All right, I can see him. He's just gone up to the counter. No, he's calling me over for some reason. I'm not sure. Oh, man. What's up, Mr. Lee?
My credit card won't work. You need to buy the tickets.
This is complete bullshit. Come on. Get your act together.
I forgot my credit card, okay?
Oh, my God.
Hold on, here we go. My credit card is not here.
Hold on.
Either. I don't have either credit card.
I'll shout you to the movies, Mr. Lee, okay? Jesus Christ, the talk of Flickster. For future talking flicksters, at least you'll get better looked after. I hope this is a really freaking scary movie, Mr. Lee.
Oh, thank God. Please, no.
All right, Mr. Lee, well, she's over and done with. You did it.
I did. I can't believe I made it right through. I only closed my eyes for a little bit. Not much.
No, you did very well. What did you think?
Yeah, not bad. Take away the gore and all the scary parts of, you know, how people died, it's actually a good story.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't really see you close your eyes that many times, so you did very well, Mr. Lee, very well.
Thank you. Next time, it's my pick for movie, okay?
We'll go and see your rom-com, okay?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not sitting through Star Trek or
stuff. Star Trek or Star Wars is what I was going to suggest.
No, you're on your own on that one. No, but well done, Mr. Lee, well done.
Yeah, you did very well, Mr. Lee. I was very impressed. Very impressed.
Well, can I tell you, I had a few nightmares. I couldn't get to sleep straight away. I did have to stay awake for about an hour after the movie.
I could see this.
And little did people know that we were talking out the front of the cinema for quite some time.
About 2 hours at the front of the cinema, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
God, the cinema had closed, all the staff had gone home, the lights were out. Some guy was rummaging through the bins.
And we're like, oh, okay, and here we are. Just
time to go. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get into this, Mr. Lee. Your first reaction after watching the movie. Now, you haven't seen the other of these movies, have you? No. So,
no.
From somebody who hasn't seen another one of these Final Destination films, did you feel like you were in the film? You understood the storyline?
I did, actually, because there were all new actors except for Todd Tony, or what was his name? The mortician guy?
Oh, yeah, Tony Todd.
Tony Todd, that's him.
Yeah, Tony Todd.
Who apparently has been in all of them. So I didn't know that part until I researched and did find that out. But I don't think you need to watch all the others to get the whole idea. Because I know at one stage I said to you at the end, and I said, you know, was there anything in that I really need, not knowing anything about it, was there? And, yeah, there wasn't much. There was a lot of blood and there was a lot of killing. But as I said in that package, there was a story.
Yeah, and a very creative story too.
Yes.
Now, what I love about this movie, and it has done really well at the box office too over last weekend, is that it's stayed true to the franchise. I always get worried when you have a franchise, there's a movie that's going to stray away and do something different that the fans don't like. Didn't get that in Final Destination. It delivered all the death scenes that were all throughout the movie are just typical of a Final Destination movie. The legacy was right there. And I've got no doubt about it. Any Final Destination fan would really enjoy what was dished up. And from the opening scene, how quick did it get into the action? Like, it took... It was probably one of the fastest Final Destinations to get to the action, I think, because I couldn't believe... it opened... set back in 1968, which 2000 was the first time we saw a Final Destination movie. So this is going back even before we had Alex and the plane explosion in the first Final Destination. So, yeah, this is going right back to the very start. And that is why, obviously, you got Bloodlines, because, well, it's everyone that, I guess, was kind of saved. It cheated death in this particular movie that we see in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, and it was interesting to see when it did go back. I thought the whole outlook, the set design, all that back in the 60s was so true to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the old cars driving around and coming, pulling up out the front of the place they were going to, which I won't say because it kind of wrecks that part. So,
and they were dressed too.
It was good.
They were dressed.
Oh, they were. Yes, the dress, the costumes were very true to the 60s. And so, yeah, but you kind of didn't know, me personally, I didn't know what was going on at that stage.
No.
Because I didn't know why this was happening. And then all of a sudden you're in today's time and you're going, oh, wow, okay, here you are. Like, yeah.
It does fast forward. We do come out of the 60s. Yeah. The whole movie is not built around the 60s, but you need to see that. You need to see that part of the movie, obviously, to understand why, when it flashes back to today, 2025, why we're looking at the scenes that we're looking at. And, and another thing, too, I will say, with the deaths that occur in this movie, I think it's the first time out of all the franchises where it's been family-related. Usually it's the ones that cheat death because they're not known to each other. But in this one, it's the first, and you hear it in the trailer when Iris, the grandmother, says it's coming for the family. So that was a real big switch in this part of the franchise too.
Which, when you're saying that, Bloodlines now gives you the idea of why it's called Bloodlines.
It makes sense. Yes, correct. Exactly right.
And I went, that's actually very good. Like, they've said, you know, Final Destination Bloodlines. Now we know why they've called it that. And I think that's a great name for the actual movie because, yeah, it is. The thing that I actually was quite impressed with the movie, and even though I don't like killings and things like that, was you didn't know how they're going to die. And I liked that. And it had you guessing all the way through, you just didn't know.
You never do, and that's the great thing about the scene. There was, and there is a scene, you see it in the trailer where the piece of glass drops into the ice and you're thinking, oh, this guy's going to swallow the piece of glass, and, you know, and you watch
it. Or is it the girl?
Who has this piece of glass?
Yeah.
And then, but then there's a whole bunch of things happening in the backyard. There's there's the kids on the trampoline, there's the rake underneath it. There's, and so you're looking at it going, how is someone going to die here? And if so, how is it going to happen? You've got no idea until it actually happens. And then you're like, I didn't see that one coming.
And I think that's a good thing. And even though, yes, it's gory, like all their death scenes and all that, but it's no different to an action where, you know, someone's getting shot and, you know, they might get shot in the head or something like that and blood goes everywhere. It's no different, that type of gore. So, yeah, I can't say I enjoyed that, but I did actually enjoy not knowing how that person was going to die. And each time it was like, yep, this is it. Oh, okay.
So without giving too much away, did you have a favourite death scene? Is there a scene in the movie that you, and again, you don't have to kind of mention what happens, but was there a scene where you thought, yeah, this is pretty intense?
Yeah, it was, and it was towards the beginning, and it was where the ice was. That was
That was yours, probably, yeah.
Around that area. It wasn't actually the ice, but it was around that area without giving it away. And who it was, I won't say who it was, but when you go see the movie, you'll see that part and you go, oh, yeah, okay. Because that could happen quite easily. Like, that could happen.
And the person who did actually die in that scene was not who I was expecting it would be. So,
no.
Yeah.
Nor me either.
But it,
yeah, I didn't expect it.
This is what happens with one of these Final Destination movies. People get knocked off one by one, working out the order in which they're going to go. Obviously, it's quite important. So let's go back to the start. Obviously, you've got Iris, a young Iris, who's in the start of the film.
Yes.
She has that in every Final Destination movie, there is a premonition. Somebody saves a whole bunch of people, and then everyone starts dying because Death's plan, you know, has been destroyed, and that's what happens in this one as well, no different, which again is staying true to the franchise. But then look, it flashes from 68 forward, you know, you've got an older Iris that's trying to protect the family and whatnot. Just looking at how old she was, to think she went that long you know, protecting herself.
But there was reasons why she got to that age too.
Yes,
because of how she lived her life. So that was quite interesting to think. Because, you know, when I don't know whether in the others they've done it, but, you know, when someone's saying to you, you've got to be careful of this, you know, you've got to be careful of that, this is that, everyone thinks you're mad. No one believes you, do they? Like, no one. And everyone thought old Iris was mad.
She was mad, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that sort of thing, when, you know, someone's saying that, and it is in the family, you think, well, I should really listen to that person, shouldn't I?
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's take a look at some of the characters. I mean, there's no major leads in this one. Like, there's no major superstars in this one. But I think the actors and actresses that we did see in this movie played their roles perfectly, as they have in every Final Destination movie. And so I look at, like, even somebody like Steph, who is the granddaughter of Iris. I kind of look at Steph and go, she is a Caitlin Santawana, who is Stephanie Reyes in the film. I look at her and go, in years to come, I mean, she could be one to watch. Mm. She'll get a big name out of this movie.
Yeah, I agree. And as you said, so in all the previous ones, there's never been any big actors in it. Is that what you're saying? So,
yeah, no, I don't. No one, I couldn't tell you anyone huge. There's been no Tom Cruises, or, you know.
Yeah. One that I did notice, which I will say something later, but I can remember because when I was doing my research for the first one, do you remember Stifler? It was in American Pie.
Yes.
I can't think of his name. He was in the first one.
Yes, he was.
And he was a real nobody. And he was a bit of a goofy type character, wasn't he? Like, he was.
You had done your research, Mr. Lee. Yes, he was in the first one.
So he wasn't famous. But then, obviously, that made him famous. And now he is famous. He was in all the American Pies and gone to bigger and better things.
And one of the other things to come out of this movie is it is very hard to retain your role because, unfortunately, you have to die at some point. So,
yes.
Trying to last a few, except for Tony Todd, his character, which was William... William...
Oh, what was it?
Bloodworth.
Someone?
I think it was Bloodworth. Yeah. So, you know, I think apart from Tony, no one's lasted that many episodes. So... I just thought the story was fantastic. Again, a whole bunch of new scenes that we haven't seen in any of the other movies.
Can I just ask you, so is in this one, did anything make you more, oh, wow, compared to the other four? Was there a moment that you just went, that you didn't think they could have done?
It's really hard to wager them all up because it was pretty graphic. Yeah. I think you would admit there was a lot of gore in the film. So
yeah, there was,
and yes, a lot of it is they use a lot of CGI to carry out some of those scenes because they are pretty graphic. You'd think that happened to anyone. There's no way you'd survive it. No. So you look at that, and that is what they've stayed true. Every Final Destination movie, there is always a lot of gore. So, I would say it's probably on par with the rest of them. There were some scenes where it's like you look at it and go, as the hospital scene, for example, how someone could come up with that, I've got no idea. That's one very smart writer.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I said to you after the movie, I was saying, obviously they sit at a table and go to each person and ask that question. So if you had to die a special way, how would you do it? Because that hospital scene, how they worked all that out, because yet again, there were so many little things that you thought, oh, yeah, that's going to be it. Oh, that's going to be it. That's going to be it. That's
it keeps building. It keeps building.
Yes.
And everything they do in the scene leading up to the death occurring, now it all makes sense as to why they did this, why they did that, how it happened. And, look, and little twists, you know, like that's...
Oh, those twists I didn't see coming at all. Those twists were incredible for a horror movie to actually put that in there and do those sort of things. That was actually very clever.
Well, I think my favourite twist was the very end. I think that's...
Oh, wow, really?
With the very final scene, you do not see that one coming.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, it hits you like a freight train. It's one of those things where... you got to watch it and see it to believe it, right?
Correct.
Let's talk the music in the film. I've got to be honest, the music was awesome. Like it was old school stuff. It was your vintage, Mr. Lee. You know, there was a bit of Credence. Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire was in there. One of my favourites that you see actually quite a few times throughout the movie, Shout from the Isley Brothers. Did you have that on vinyl or...
on 36 or... No, 78. 78, that's it, isn't it?
I've got to ask. Because I saw you getting into it when it came on. You're like, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I did. I had the toes tapping, the foot tapping away. I actually thought the music they picked for each part was actually really clever because it kind of suited that scene. And in one of the trailers, you know, when one guy's the tattooist and, you know, they've got the music playing in the background and, you know, all that, it really suited that scene. But the music was very well done. Whoever was who did the score deserves an Oscar for that because that was very well.
Yeah, and the guy in the garbage truck with Kelly Clarkson playing on his yeah. iPod.
and he's flicking through. Yeah. Wasn't there a Taylor Swift at the moment? There was a Taylor Swift, wasn't there?
Yes, it was Taylor Swift. Yeah, there was a Taylor Swift moment. Yeah. And so a lot of current of current pop culture features in it as well for a 2025 movie. Hopefully we can see another Final Destination soon. Do you think that the way it ended, there's an opening there for a number seven?
I don't want to say anything because it'll wreck the whole movie if I say yay or nay. So I hope the franchise keeps going because I think that's something that, you know, if you can come up with different ways of people dying, I think it's a good thing, isn't it?
It is. I think that they've left it open enough for a seven. I think there could very well be a seven. Whether they bring back some of the same characters, whether they make some changes, you know. But one thing I will say is that according to the directors and the writers and things like that, and kudos to Zach Lipovsky and Adam Stein, the directors on this film, they did a great job. The writers too, sensational coming up with those storylines. And that is what they have said, to make a seventh, they've got to sit down and come up with more of those type of death scenes, and that it's getting hard. It's getting hard. Yeah. So,
and you think that's five films, and that's a lot of deaths in different ways out of five movies. Yeah, it's going to be very hard to come up with other ideas, but I'm sure they will. I'm sure.
I think if there's if there's any idea that hasn't been touched yet, they certainly would like to go there. Speaking of that, our Talk of Flickster last week had this question.
Final Destination is about traumatic everyday items. What everyday object could be used in a Final Destination film for a traumatic jump scare? What could they use to traumatize a new generation?
The only thing that, if it was to do with me, in, you know, if it was a movie about me in Final Destination 6 or 8 or 10, I love cooking. So I love to cook dinners and all that, and my family, I must say my wife does enjoy it when I cook. It would have to be something with cooking. It that would really do my head in. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I should have known that was coming, but didn't see it.
So. We did have a cooking scene in number 2.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, there was a cooking scene in number 2.
Not make with it, popcorn, was it?
No, with Chinese takeaway.
Oh, no.
Old mate gets his hand stuck in the sink in the and there's a fire and all that sort of stuff. But he ends up copping one through the face on the ladder on the stairwell. So so that's one to go and watch, Mr. Lee.
No worries. What about you? Well, have you got a?
I think something with animals, like at a zoo, or imagine being in an aquarium and the glass starts to crack. You know,
and there's piranhas in it.
Well, I was thinking sharks, but that's okay. If you can have your piranhas. Mr. Lee, they don't have piranhas in captivity, and I don't even know whether piranhas
exist.
Don't. You can keep your piranhas. Now, Mr. Lee.
Yes.
We're doing a combined score of 10 here because you get 5 chalk tops and I get 5 chalk tops. Your score, please, Mr. Lee.
Okay, for someone who hasn't seen the franchise, I'm giving it 2.5 chalk tops out of 5.
Very well done, Mr. Lee. That's pretty good.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It is. So, what about yourself, JT?
I, as a person who really loves the franchise and watching this movie, I was nervous. I didn't, you know, I didn't know what to expect and were they going to stay true to the story, the legacy? Were they going to wreck it? I can tell you that they certainly didn't. So for me, I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
4.5. I was impressed.
That is.
If I went away unimpressed, I probably would have given it a 2.5. But
See, I don't like blood and gore and all that sort of thing, so I'm giving it for the storyline. Now, I did say at the beginning that I had something to tell you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I want to give it to you now because I may forget if I don't. When I got home a couple of days later, I actually have started watching Final Destination.
Oh.
And I've watched the first one.
Has he really? I can tell you. You watched the first one?
I have. I have to say, Wendy and I sat down and watched the first one, and I'm about to go and watch the second one tonight. So after I finish work today, I'm actually going to go and watch the second one.
Oh, that is great, Mr. Lee. So you get to see the cooking scene in this yes. second one. Yeah.
So I'm
great.
So excited now that I actually said that I wanted to go by cooking. So, yeah, can't wait.
By the time you've seen them all, you'll be a fan, Mr. Lee. And when Seven comes out, you'll want to go and see it. So that's great. I'm glad that it's rubbed off, because I can tell you now, if I went to see a Star Trek movie, I wouldn't be watching the series. So definitely not.
Yes, you would.
We'll do it one day, Mr. Lee. We'll do it one day.
Okay? We will.
Fair's fair. I'll play along. Yeah. So that is Final Destination Bloodlines. If you haven't seen it yet, whether you're a long-time fan and you're hanging out to go and see it, this weekend's the time to do it, or do it this week at the Forum 6 or Odeon 5. And if you are undecided whether or not you're a fan or not, because you just love a good horror movie, definitely worthwhile going and checking out. Guarantee you will absolutely love it. If you want to be a Talkin' Flickster, you can register forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Next week, Mr. Lee. Oh, this is another good one. Next week, Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, look, I'm actually looking really forward to this one. This one looks like a fun live-action movie that we've been waiting for how many years for this one to come out. The first one, when it did come out, the animated one, brilliant. It was huge. And I reckon this is going to be as big. So
looks awesome. And Chloe will be on that one for us next week. Could be one of the biggest movies of the year, Mr. Lee. Got to say, I love the trailer. Stitch is very funny.
Yes.
So
yes, very funny.
I'm looking forward to going and seeing that one, maybe even. Might take the kids to that one. I don't think it might turn up by myself.
I don't think. Or if, I think it might be too creepy if two old guys go in and watch it together.
Who are you calling creepy? Mr. Lee, Friday midday, what's happening on the show Friday? What's the go there? Some good stuff happening? We've got some news, on Toy Story 5.
Yeah, which I'm really excited about that one, because at least we know it's going to go fully ahead, which is really good. We've got Tina, which is a true story about a choir mistress, which is very good. And some other news with Superman.
Yes, Superman. And another movie, a ripoff of a John Wick movie.
But we saw the trailer of that, didn't we?
We did. Ballerina looks awesome.
Yeah, it looked really good. Even I like that. So,
hear a bit of the trailer of that and more. And also, Mr. Lee is taking us to Finland. That should be so exciting. I look forward to that. Friday midday, Talking Flicks. Have a good one.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.